Good morning. My name is Councilman Mark Martinez with the Pueblo Zuni. Chaco, overall, in general, it's a sacred site and a homeland to the Pueblos and especially to the Zuni people. And we call that our spiritual place and part of our umbilical cord to a migration route. So that's very important to us. And we've never left those homelands. You know, they're as part of our spirits. Our ancestors still live upon the lands. And when every time we visit, you know, we do offerings to greet them. And you know, even though we don't see them, they're still in existence. And I think the overflight gave me a good general idea of how it's going to impact, you know, if the drilling continues. And 18,000 right now wells that are out there, and 1,500 more in the next 15 to 20 years, you know, concerns me. And I'm sure it's going to concern a lot of people, especially the religious sector back home in our community. So those are the things that I think, you know, as tribes and the state of New Mexico and other organizations need to support each other and, you know, make them aware how it's going to impact them, our heritage. You know, it's a World Heritage Site, and, you know, the world is going to see that, and how are we going to continue to protect this? You know, people go to parks to figure out, you know, who were these people, you know, where did they go? And, you know, when they see Native Americans, these are the people that, you know, they miss. They ask questions about what happened to your people. But those are the ones that are live within us. You know, these are our lands. These are our people. These are our heritage. That's our culture. And, you know, I believe that, you know, they can see us. We still walk upon the lands because our blood runs through our ancestors that lived there.